The Bloody Truth by Stephen Hill. Chapter 23, The Bloody Truth in Full View. We began this journey with a question that most believers never pause to ask: why did God require blood? We followed the answer from Egypt's altars to Calvary's hill, from the shadows of animal sacrifice to the blazing reality of Christ's offering. And the picture now stands complete. Blood is the antidote. From the first lambs in Egypt to the lamb in Jerusalem, blood was never about appeasing a wrathful God. It was about defeating the enemies of sin and death to restore union. Sin was not a moral ledger entry to erase. It was a disease to be eradicated. Death was not a symbolic concept. It was the real separation between God and man. The antidote, life poured out, was the only cure. The ark was sealed with pitch to keep Noah's family safe through judgment. Israel's doorframes were marked to shield them from the destroyer. In every case, blood or its symbol stood as protection, not payment. And in the ultimate case, Christ's own blood didn't bribe God. It crushed the barrier forever. Not penal, not substitutionary, not mere atonement. The centuries-old teaching of penal substitutionary atonement tried to explain the cross in terms of punishment, replacement, and reparation. But the bloody truth is simpler and deeper. Christ was our human hero, not our substitute. He did not take the Father's blows in our place. He overcame the enemies we could not, so that we might share his victory. He wasn't acting instead of us. He was acting for us, with us in view, carrying humanity's destiny on his own faithful shoulders. The champion we needed. For Christ to be our true champion, he had to be fully human in every way, sharing our nature, our frailty, our challenges. He could not have stepped into that role as a pre-existent celestial being who already knew the whole story and merely played a part. He was born into the world, learned obedience, grew in wisdom, and trusted his Father even unto death. Only such a man could stand as the head of a new humanity. Only such a victory could be shared by the whole team, more than human rescue. The antidote's reach extends beyond us. Every plague in Egypt declared God's supremacy over their gods. The cross declared his supremacy over every power in heaven and on earth. The cure doesn't just heal individuals, it restores cosmic harmony. Heaven and earth alike will be united under one head, living in the light of the cure. Knowing this changes everything. We live not as debtors trying to pay back God, but as freed captives walking in the liberty he purchased. We are not cowering sinners hoping for leniency. We are cleansed and alive, wearing the uniform of the champions team. And this hope cannot be shaken. It rests not in our performance, but in his finished work. The plan is sovereign, the outcome certain, and the love behind it beyond measure. Chapter 23. Key takeaways. Ooh believers bear the mark of Christ's life within them. Ooh, our endurance and faith testify to the defeat of our greatest enemies. Ooh, we live boldly because the cure is already complete.